Fred Film Radio.
Doc Aviv, the International Documentary Film Festival of Tel Aviv in Israel, is set to return. This is not only a major documentary film festival, but also the biggest film festival in the city. And so we're very happy to talk about its 2021 edition, which will be taking place as you hear this interview, with its artistic director, Karin Rifkind-Siegel. Karin, welcome back to the Big Fred Tuesday.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You know, like I was saying just before we started recording, it feels like only yesterday we talked about the 2020 edition of Doc Aviv. And here we are speaking about the 2021 edition, which, correct me if I'm wrong, will take place in Tel Aviv from the 1st to the 10th of July. Is that right?
That's right. Yes.
And we'll be getting into it, all that, a bit more. But first off, kind of as an obligatory question to start with, obviously we started our previous interview in the same way, but just for the people who are not familiar with Doc Aviv, how would you be able to introduce the festival to them? What's it all about?
Well, it's dedicated to documentary filmmaking. We promote documentary filmmaking in all its genres. It's the biggest film festival in Tel Aviv and one of the biggest in Israel. And we have about 120 documentaries each year. Most of them are Israeli premieres, some world premiere. And we go about the whole year when it's a normal year. And we spread around the town. We select our films. We do a year work selecting films with a wonderful group of people that work with me. We are an Oscar qualified festival for three competitions, the Israeli competition, the international, and the shorts. We have other competitions as well, and a diverse program that is a curated program, filmmaker specials, and really a lot of special events and Q&As.
Right. You know, there's a lot going on, and obviously so much to talk about. But just talking about last year's edition, Doc Aviv was pretty fast in responding to the coronavirus crisis then. But what's the situation like in Israel this year, and how will it be affecting this year's edition of Doc Aviv? Will the festival be returning prominently or primarily as an in-person event?
Right. So, it's really by the minute, I have to say. We were very prepared last year, it's true. So we are also prepared this year, but things really change all the time. We started thinking about the 2021 festival, with an idea that we don't know if we will be able to fully be in the theaters. So it was like a 75% capacity, social distancing between chairs, you know, you needed like a green card and to be vaccinated in order to go to the theater. Then it changed, and everything opened. We're talking like a month ago that everything opened. So from the get-go, we decided that we're going on a hybrid version of the festival, meaning that we will have a safety net of the online version, which is, I believe, like 90% of the films will be online, and some of the Q&As with international guests will be online, and some of the forums that we do there. So we just wanted to make sure that the success of last year will continue, and we'll be able to give our platform also to people that cannot attend. Now, in the last two weeks, things also started to change here again, with the Indian variant of the COVID. So there again, we need and we are asked to put masks on. So we're carefully feeling the environment and trying to understand. We're still in full capacity, no restrictions beside the masks. But you know, things change all the time. I mean, yeah. We're starting our opening night is tomorrow, and hopefully people will be able to be in the theaters as we planned them to be. Yeah,
fingers crossed. Yes, obviously it's a tricky situation and it has to be monitored closely. But as we're speaking now, though, how is the festival looking? How will it be spread out across the city? How many venues are involved?
There are several. There are like three nights of screenings at the Hilton Beach, with a very it's a very popular beach in Tel Aviv. So there'll be a big screen there, and we'll show three films, and there will be like drinks and a DJ before. There is a screening at the Tether, which is a place called Bet Romano. It's like this big parking lot during the day, and then in the evening it closes, and there's an outdoor screening there. It's a very, very cool venue. And then we're going to screen also at the, of course, our main venue is the Tel Aviv Cinematheque, but we're also screening at the Tel Aviv Museum of Art and in the Anis, auditorium in Jaffa, which all the proceeds from the screening there will go to, benefit, Jewish and Arab, activities in Jaffa.
Several films will be screened across the various strands of the festival, and from many different parts of the world. Is there any way, Karin, that we can put a number to this? Roughly how many films will be screening in total?
About 120, yeah.
And so looking at the festival as a whole, so we see that 11 films are part of the international competition lineup. We also see Dokaviv's Beyond Screen Strange, which I believe was introduced last year, right?
Right, it was introduced last year as we felt that a lot of... films that we screen really have an impact after the screening, meaning that people watch the film and literally they want to do something, whether it's to help the protagonists that need something, or to do an action by themselves, or change, you know, a way of thinking. So we felt it was a very deserved competition to have, and it was very successful. And this year, we decided to have it under the name of our, in memory of the name of our founder, Ilana Tsuru, who actually passed away last year at the first day of the festival, which was very symbolic. Yeah. And she was a big advocate for, human rights and for, documentaries that the power of documentary to make a change. So we thought it was very suitable to launch this, in her memory.
Absolutely, yeah. And then we've got the Depth of Field Strand, which is actually dedicated to spotlighting unique voices and cinematic styles within the documentary form, right?
Yes, I love this competition. And there are 9 films in this competition. They're all very unique. I can say that some of them have... there's a point of view of really of the observation of the relation of man and technology, man and camera, and the point of view of that. You can really see that in the film, like a man and a camera, all lights everywhere. I mean, it's really in the program. So very proud of this one. It's a
yes.
Jam.
Yes, absolutely. So if we take a step back and look at the program, Karin, considering what is happening in the world right now, do you feel that there's a particular significance to this edition of Dokaviv as a whole?
Yes, I feel there are a lot of films that deal with a social and a documentary change. So we decided that we'll show a lot of films that actually deal with that, with struggles in Venezuela, in Hong Kong, in Belarus. I mean, these are really important, a very important wave that happened in the last 2 years that we thought that it's very important to show, especially here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as a side note, some of the films that are screening at Dokaviv, like The Last Hillbilly, A Man with, and A Camera, which actually you mentioned there, you kind of referred to there, and some other ones as well. You can check out those interviews right now on Fred Film Radio, just telling that to our listeners as a little bit of a plug. But I just wanted to ask you, this is a difficult question, but are there any particular screenings or events that you feel are worth highlighting from the program?
It's a tricky one, because, you know, I always feel they're all my daughters and sons here.
Sure.
But I do want to point several. There's a film that I think it's an important one to watch. Is for example, it's By the Throat. It is also in the Depth of Field competition, and it really deals with how our voice has a political measure in who we are and how we are perceived. So it's an essay about the importance of voice. And for example, if someone wants to have an asylum in a country, there are measures to see if he is telling the truth of where he's coming from by his voice. I mean, so these are all like things that we don't take in account, but they have a lot of meaning to the changes in the world and acceptance of people where they are based on their voice, on the voices that come out of their throat. And this is actually connects us with another film that I feel is very important, and I really love it. It's in the international competition, and it's called Silent Voice, and it's about this Chechnyan protagonist that had to flee to Brussels and to find an asylum, but he was discovered as a homosexual and was threatened by his family, mainly his brother, and he had to run away. Due to the shock, he lost his voice and he cannot prove his asylum without his voice. And therefore, in this very, very intimate film, we go with him. We don't really see his face, but we see his practice of gaining his voice back. So these two films really connect with each other. They're in different competitions, but they point on a very, very strong thing.
Well, that sounds like really powerful stuff. So obviously Doc Aviv is, I believe, the biggest film festival in Tel Aviv, which is impressive in itself. That kind of seems to imply that there's a strong focus on the audience, on connecting with audiences. But is there any events planned that are more geared towards the industry this year?
It's very true that we are mainly a festival that is geared to audiences, but we do have several industry events. We organized one-on-one meetings with important people from the industry worldwide to connect with the filmmakers that are participating in the festival. We also have special talks with filmmakers, but that are geared towards the industry. For example, Julie Goldman, who is a very, very important producer. We're having a special event with her. It will be online and will be available to people and audiences around the world because it's a webinar. All you need to do is to register for it. We have two pitching forums for women filmmakers. This is with the new fund of film and television in Israel. These filmmakers will pitch their coming films to people from the industry in Israel. And we have a student pitching forum as well for really young filmmakers from the best schools in Israel offering pitches of their new films and projects.
Right. So there's a lot going on all around. Obviously, this interview is being recorded actually a day prior to the start of the festival. So maybe as it premieres, the situation will be known more in terms of live events and screenings and so on. But hopefully, and I wish you all the best with it, hopefully everything will be okay and everyone will be able to enjoy some really great documentary work. And I thank you very much for joining us and talking with us about this year's edition of Doc Aviv.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.